You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast with your host, Andre D. Harrison, where we discuss life, marriage, and relationships. Hope you enjoy today's topic. I am your host, Andre, Dre, Mr. Harrison, whatever you want to call me. This is Rap with Dre for the Togetherness Podcast. Thank you guys so much on Facebook for joining in. Thank you everybody on Get Vocal, on Periscope, on YouTube for watching live now. Today's a Togetherness Podcast. I love doing this and I appreciate everyone that has been riding with me for the past 12 episodes. This is the 12th episode and I'm excited about it. It's amazing to be able to start something and continue doing it and hear how it's helping people. That's why I'm doing this, to really be a help to everyone that is watching. And maybe you may not benefit from this content. You may know somebody that would. Please share it out. I just want to be helpful to everybody. Today's episode is going to be about breaking down walls built by hurt in a marriage. All right. Or built by hurt. All right. And how to break it in a marriage. How to break those walls in a marriage. All right. So this is the Togetherness Podcast. Rap with Dre. I'm Dre. And we appreciate everyone that's been watching and riding with us for the past couple of weeks. Marilyn, what's going on, cousin? How you doing? Shawnee, how you been? How you doing? Again, thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. I do not pretend to be a love guru, a love master, a love expert, a relationship expert. That's not who I am. That's not what I pretend to be. One thing I try to do is learn from my failures. I'm just a guy who failed at his marriage. I went to school and got my master's in marriage and family counseling. And now I want to help couples that may have been in the same situation that I was in a couple of years ago, or maybe struggling in their marriage and they want to improve their marriage. I just want to be a help to you guys. So I want to take what I learned and the strategies that I've learned and sort of turnkey it to couples to help them out. Hey, how's it going? I was thinking about your son the other day. Yeah, I miss you guys. So hope all is well. So that's why that's why I do this, because truth be told, there's not one perfect relationship out there. And the tips and the strategies I'm giving, it's not like cookie cutter. I can't promise that it's going to work. However, I know multiple strategies that may. So one thing may not work for you, but another thing just might work for you. All right. So thank you again so much for listening. If you don't have time to watch this now or to listen now, you can watch this on Facebook later on. You can watch it on YouTube later on by going to the Togetherness Marriage and Family. That's Togetherness with a T-W-O. Togetherness Marriage and Family on YouTube. Or you can listen by way of podcast on all the major podcast platforms out there. Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, everyone out there, you can listen to it. And it's usually available the day after on podcast. So if you're driving on your way to work and you can't be watching videos because it's not safe, many of us have those things on our windshield and we put our phones up and we want to watch videos, that's not safe. I don't recommend you do that. However, I do recommend you listening to the podcast, all right, on your way to work, traveling in the city, wherever you go. All right. So, hey, Brother Lou, what's going on, Lou? I hope you liked it. Tell me what you think after you're done watching. Hopefully you like the content. All right. Also, there's a ways that you can support this podcast. We've been doing this now. This is the 12th episode and we're looking to do many more and trying to be a help to as many people as we can. We talk about various topics about life, marriage, and relationships. And you can support this podcast by going to my Patreon page. That's patreon.com/ Andre D. Harrison, all one word. And maybe you can afford to give like $5 a month. But listen, the honest truth is not many of us are comfortable giving money, and that's fine. Another way that you can support this is by sharing it out to as many people as you can. So you don't have to give money, but you can also share this, because the goal is to be a help to as many people as I can. Does it take money? Yeah, but I'm willing to bite the bullet and do this regardless. But the real goal is to get this out. So if you share this out, in most cases, is probably a bigger support than giving any dollar. So if you can do that, please do so. All right. And also, it's wedding season soon. Some people are getting married, and some of us may be wondering, I don't know if this is the right one. I'm afraid that if I marry this person, I'm going to be in a situation that will be tough to get out. So before you do that, talk to me. I have a pre-marriage course. If you go to togethernesscoaching.com, that's TWOGETHERNESSCOACHING.com, and get information on how I can help you determine if marriage is the right thing for you right now, if you should wait, if you go full steam ahead. I'm a Symbis certified pre-marriage counselor. That's saving your marriage before it starts. And if I can be a help to you guys, please let me know. I'm there for you. All right. Now for the topic of the day. Many of us, you know, we have homes and we live in homes. And like even now, if I look around, I'm surrounded by walls, right? And so I got to be honest, like when I'm inside an enclosed place, many times I feel safe. Many times I feel secure. I feel safe right now, right? Many times that's what the purpose of a wall is. But sometimes we create walls and they're not healthy walls. They're not walls that help us manage life well. It just doesn't. And many of us may have walls up and we don't even know we have walls up. Okay. Walls are built to keep people in and to keep people out. Like my walls right now is keeping me in here in privacy so that my sons don't come in here and bother me, because that's probably what's going to happen. Okay. They're going to want me to cook dinner. All right. But I cooked the other day. I got leftover food and they're going to want me to cook again tonight. And I'm refusing to cook every night because they leave leftovers and I got to throw the food out. That's a waste. Many of you probably relate to this if you have more than one child. They don't want to eat leftovers. They want to cook every night. I don't got money like that. I'm not cooking every night. If I cook Wednesday, right? Leftovers for Thursday. Don't ask me to cook Thursday. Eat the leftovers. You know exactly what I mean. All right. So my wall right now is keeping me in, all right, and separating me from my kids so I can have privacy with you guys tonight. All right. But sometimes walls are meant to keep people out. This wall is keeping my sons out to leave me alone, right? At its core, people build walls to foster shelter, to create a shelter in hopes that they would feel safe. That's why we have shelters. That's why we have locks on our doors. That's why we have alarms on our cars. We want to feel safe. We want to feel secure. So we build these walls to help us feel secure, okay? If there's a storm outside, right? You're going to build a shelter to stay safe inside from the storm. If there's a burglar in your home, you'll probably go inside a room, lock the door, and make sure that you're safe from a burglar, right? But however, when we sometimes are emotionally hurt, we build walls to keep our emotions safe while keeping people away from our emotions. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, building walls and how to tear them down so that you can have a strong and vibrant marriage, all right? Thank you again so much for everybody watching on Facebook, everybody watching on Periscope, on YouTube, and everywhere else. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for watching. You guys make this great for me, and I appreciate your support. I really, really, really do. All right, so now let's get into this a bit more, all right? Although walls can keep us safe, emotionally, people that we love and that love us out. You may feel safe emotionally detached from people, but there are people in your life that genuinely care about you, genuinely want to see you well, want to see you healthy, want to see you happy and living a life fulfilled. But you have walls up that keep people away. You may have a wall up to keep your spouse, your husband, or your wife away. And a lot of times we build those walls based on past experiences and past hurt. So although walls can keep us safe, it can't keep the very people that we need out and away from us. And in marriage, walls create a divider that separates a couple. walls create dividers that separate couples. And unless that wall comes down, there will always be trouble in a marriage. Hey, Molly, what's going on? Oh, thank you. I'm going to try my hardest to drop as much knowledge as I can. All right, cuz. All right, Jackie. Try to watch later. Let me know what you think of tonight's topic. And if you guys have any comments, please share your comments. I'll read them live, whether you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, Get Vocal. Please leave your comments and let me know what you guys think about the topic. Also, let me know if you guys have any kids and do your kids appreciate leftovers or do they demand you cook every single night for them like mine do? All right. So let me know in the comments and I'll read them out. There's a book by an author called Ryan Rush. It's a very good book. In this book, it sort of revealed a lot of things about me. I was confronted with the walls that I had built that I didn't even know I built. The author is Ryan Rush. The title is Walls: Why Everybody's Stuck and Nobody Has to Be. And it was actually pretty liberating. I had took an assessment to figure out if I had walls up. This is actually a very good book, and I recommend you guys get it. Walls by Ryan Rush. Ryan Rush. We build walls. We keep people out, keep people away, and we hurt ourselves in the process. So now I'm going to give you guys a couple of tips to help you tear down the walls you have in your marriage. Now, this goes for any relationship, but particularly tonight, I'll be talking to couples who are married who have been feeling that there's a sense of separation growing in their relationship, in their marriage. They've reached a point where they don't know what to do. They may even feel that their spouse is building a wall, or that they themselves are building a wall, separating themselves from the spouse. And my hope is that the tips that I give you guys tonight will help launch you in a path where you start to break down those walls with God's help, break down those wall, and with your spouse's help, break down those walls, all right? So the first thing that you have to do is set in your mind that you're not going to be stuck anymore. You're tired of being stuck. You're tired of being alone. You're tired of being isolated. You're tired of doing everything on your own to make yourself happy. Get out of your own way. Set in your mind that you will no longer be stuck, that you're going to get out of the rut. You're going to get out of this, the walls that you built, the shelter that you built, and start letting yourself out there to allow people to come in. You do not have to be stuck. And trust me, just because you feel like you can't let anybody in, that you can't trust anybody with your feelings, and you're stuck in this bubble that you've created for yourself, you don't have to be. Not everybody in the world is out to get you. Not everybody in the world is out to harm you. Prayerfully, you're in a relationship with a strong man or a strong woman that wants the best for you. And if you're not, there are other people around that wants the best for you, and that you just got to be able to find those people. Next thing is you got to confront what caused you to build the wall and face the emotions and be truthful about it. So many of us build walls because we don't want to confront how a certain situation made us feel. We don't want to confront that emotion. We're afraid to let emotions out. We're afraid to be angry. We're afraid to cry. We're afraid to be vulnerable. So we create a wall so that we, you know, make this divide. You're over there. I'm over here. This is between us. You may not see it, but I see it. I feel it. You don't come nowhere near me, and I'm good. My emotions are mine. I don't trust you with it. I'm not going to let you see it. And unless you confront why you build a wall in the first place, you're always going to be in that wall. You're always going to be stuck. You got to identify what it is that caused you to build that wall. And this, if you don't mind, I'm going to be extremely honest and extremely just real for a minute. There are certain experiences that are heinous that you're probably going through. Some very bad, bad, bad situations. Abuse. Molestation, rape, cheated on, just you could think of the most heinous thing that could ever have been done to you, and you've created a wall to help protect you from the people around you, and you hide in that so that you don't have to confront the feelings that you felt. You're going to stay in that wall. You're going to stay in that shelter. You're going to stay in those walls, and you're going to deteriorate in that place. Now, it's easy for me to say that, right? You got to confront it. I know it's one of the hardest things that you'll ever have to do, but I want you to just believe me that once you do, you'll find yourself feeling free, feeling like a weight has been lifted, feeling like you can now approach the world as you. One of the things about developing a wall to separate you from other people is that you never feel like you can actually be who you are, and you always got to put up a front because you don't want to let people in. Trust me, when you can get to a place where you can just be you, you will feel free. You will be at your happiest. Trust me. Trust me on that. All right? So you don't have to be stuck. Confront the things that cause you to build that wall. Many people build walls so they do not have to deal with the hurt and negative emotion that they've been feeling. Deal with it. Confront it and move on. Define your wall. Identify who your wall is separating you from. It could be one person. It could be multiple people. It could be a whole people group. With the current climate of race in America right now, where everything is on a heightened level, there are people that have built walls because of hurt, whether it's words or deeds, that will shut out a whole people group just based on what they look like. So it can happen from a whole people group perspective. It could be a young lady who had a very bad experience with a man in her childhood, and she wants to shun and keep out all men. It happens that way. You have to be able to identify who that wall is trying to keep out, who you're trying to keep out, who you're trying to separate yourself from. What are you doing to create the wall? How are you behaving to create that wall? Some of you watching right now, some of you listening on the podcast, right? And when I say this, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that's me. You're going to be in a very beautiful relationship. And this goes for guys and girls. Many of you guys will say, guys go through this more than girls, but it's not so. You can be in a very wonderful relationship and you're feeling happy, right? And things start getting real. Things start getting serious. And the person that you're dating is now desiring a commitment, a one-on-one commitment. They want to be with you, only you, and they want you to be with them and only them. And you find yourself like, now, oh my gosh, like the last situation I was in was a very bad, or this person did this to me, so I can't trust. And it's getting hot. I'm getting anxious right now. Oh, I can't deal with commitment. So I'm going to do something to sabotage this relationship. That's a wall. That's a wall. You did that to create a wall between you and the person that cares for you. You did. Teenagers build walls all the time. They don't even realize they're doing it because the people out there that loves them the most, they tend to do things, bad things too, more often. But yeah, you got to identify what you're doing to build that wall. Are you sabotaging a relationship? Are you cheating because you see things getting too difficult and you just want to be gone? Like, you don't want to deal with the situation, so you're trying to sabotage it. What are you doing? What are you doing to create that wall? Are you avoiding conversations? This happens in marriages. When you're creating a wall, you're trying to avoid conversations. You're avoiding phone calls. You're staying to yourself, not going out with your girls or your boys, not doing the things that you used to do, staying to yourself. You're not making eye contact when people talk to you. And eye contact in our culture in America is a very important thing when people are trying to communicate. They want to know that you are listening, so you want to make eye contact, right? What about holding back intimacy for those of us who are married? Which happens a lot. Luz writes, waiting for your schedule to clear for our one-on-one. Yes, Luz, we'll schedule that one-on-one so that we can talk. We have to schedule another one. So I will get to you right after this, all right? Yeah, man. So we do a lot of things, and holding back intimacy in a marriage is one of those things that couples may do to create a wall. Create a wall. This can happen if there's infidelity, if there's hurt, if somebody's feeling bad about themselves. It can happen. Okay. Next thing is identify the cost of the wall, because trust me, guys, if you have a wall up and it's separating somebody that you love and that loves you, there is a price to pay. There is a cost. There will be a cause and effect. There's an effect to that wall, and you got to identify what you're losing based on the wall that you built, based on the wall that you developed, because you are losing something. What you're missing out, because you have to identify what you're missing out on because of the wall you built. All right. You could deny going to a family reunion because, you know, one of your aunts, you know, disrespected you, and now you feel like, you know, you don't want to be around them, so you're going to miss a whole family reunion with other family members that love you because of that. Your husband wants to take you out on a date, all right? And you guys got into an argument early in the morning, and it was a very tough argument. He feels bad. He wants to take you out on a date. Say sorry. But because you built up a wall now, you're not willing to look past it or seek forgiveness. And you're going to keep that wall up. And he is trying to make it right, and he can't do it now. And now it's causing more of a strain in your marriage. What are you missing out on because you built that wall? Identify those things. Identify it. How have you changed since building the wall? Trust me, if you built up an emotional wall, you're not the same person that you were before you built it. Before you built it. And it's just as simple. Like when you create an emotional bubble and you create an emotional shelter and it's only you there, it's not a healthy situation. You start to change. You start to change it mentally, emotionally. Many times you start to change physically. You don't even look the same anymore. You may look drained, tired. How have you changed since building the wall? Have you improved? Have you grew? Did you grow? Think about those things. How have you changed? And how is the wall affecting your marriage? How is the wall that you built affecting the very relationship that is the most relationship that you can have on this planet? Your partner, your ride or die, or the person who should be your ride or die. How is it, or what effects did you building a wall have on you and your partner becoming closer together? Because that's the purpose of a wall, remember. The wall is to keep you in and keep others out. What? Hey, Kente, what's going on, my brother? So why or what is happening, and what is the effect of you building that wall in your marriage? It's a dangerous place. And please don't expect that your marriage will improve while you are emotionally, like, you know, segregated from your spouse and you created a wall. It can't. For the marriage to improve, you have to be willing to break down that wall. And sometimes giving your spouse a hammer to help break that wall down as well. Okay. So now, here's some things that could probably help you when it's time to break down the wall. And by the way, it's not like a set time to break down the wall. In fact, I think right now is the best time to break down any wall that you have developed or built that will keep you away from your spouse or away from the people that love you the most. All right. The first thing is prayer. I'm gonna say it. Pray. Okay. I'm going to tell you, some of the most sane people I know are people that pray. They pray to God and they communicate with God. Not just in a way to God, this is what I need. You know, they just say, God, I'm going through this. I'm dealing with this, and I just need your help to get through it, stay in the right mind and all that stuff. Yeah. MC Hammer. Kente's quoting MC Hammer lyrics. You got to pray just to make it today. Yeah, man. So prayer. Make sure prayer is one of the first things that you need to do to help break down the wall. Another thing is confront the reason you built the wall. This is the hardest thing, and it has to be one of the first things you do. You have to confront the reason why you built the wall in the first place. Because you could, the reason why, if you try to break down the wall and you don't confront the reason, that wall is going to keep getting erected, it's going to keep getting built, and it's going to keep getting stronger. So you want to identify why you built the wall in the first place. On Facebook, Luz wrote, and those walls we build may not be from previous romantic relationships. They may be from family relationships as well. Yeah, the one of the main reasons why we build walls is because of past hurts. That's right, Molly, and prayer is the key. We build walls because we've been hurt in the past by somebody, a group of people, and we don't trust anymore, and we feel safer in our emotional shelter. That's why we build walls. And it doesn't have to be from a present relationship or even a previous relationship, but from maybe relationships that you've had with your family from the past. Yeah. So identify the reasons why you built the wall in the first place. How you doing, Leah? Thank you for joining. Okay. Once you do that, you'll be able to make sure that that wall can you'll be able to identify when you're building that wall again. Okay, this is happening again. I'm feeling this way. I feel myself building an emotional wall. I'm going to try to break it down right now. Luz writes on Facebook, those relationships affect our romantic relationships just as much, if not more, than prior romances. Absolutely, especially at the developmental stages. If you didn't grow up in a home that encouraged you to be emotionally intelligent or emotionally secured, you're probably going to grow up to become an adolescent or an adult with walls around you. And it's going to be even harder for the person that you're with to break down those walls. God should always be first in your marriage. Absolutely, Luz. Absolutely. All right. Next thing is, once you identify the reason you built the wall, confront your fears. That's the next thing. You got to confront your fears. Remember, we build shelters, right, to stay safe. When we are safe, all right, we don't have that sense of fear. That's why we build shelters. You have to be able to confront those fears. Thank you, Margretta. Thank you. Amen. You got to confront those fears. Once you confront those fears, you'll be able to have an amazing breakthrough. But don't think that you can have a breakthrough without confronting your fears. True story. True story. I had a fear. My auntie Elva, she lived, she had a house in Brooklyn. And I used to be afraid of going in the basement. I hated going into the basement. My cousin Dwight had his apartment in the basement. And I had to go down the stairs, and it was always dark. And I knew that once I got to his place in the basement, I was good because it was nicely lit and I felt safe when I was there. But getting there was a problem. I did not want to confront that fear. I did not want to go downstairs, all right, to my cousin Dwight's apartment because I was afraid of going down those stairs. And I had to confront that fear. I had to confront it so that I can get to where I needed to go. And that was to hang out with my cousin Dwight. But unless I confronted those fears, I wouldn't be able to get to where I unless you confront that fear, whatever fear that caused you to build that wall, you're never going to get to where you want to go and where you need to be. So define what you are, and if you are afraid of it, try to tear that wall down immediately. Okay, next is, be proactive in being a part of a supportive community. Because walls are also meant to keep people out, that wall is keeping you away from people that would be supportive of you and try to help you come out of whatever situation that you're going through that caused you to build that wall. Try to join a supportive community, wherever it is, a church, specifically a church, or wherever you worship, a supportive community that would, now you got, again, not all churches are supportive. Not all community centers or wherever you go are supportive. You got to be able to identify where you can go to be supported, okay? Like actually supported and feel like you're a part of a community, not just a part of a congregation, all right? Next, develop supportive friendships with people who are trustworthy and genuine. Genuine. That, a couple of years ago, they had this song out called, I think by Drake, No New Friends or whatever. I think it's by Drake. I stopped listening to music a while ago. Although I think Drake is talented. But I think the song was like No New Friends. And I gotta say that I don't really like that term, No New Friends, because that mentality will keep you in the shelter, in the wall that you built, and it won't cause you to go out. So don't be afraid to meet new people, new friends, because that's a way to create a supportive community and discern whether or not they're trustworthy and genuine people. And you'll be able to discern that by identifying if they want the best for you and if they want to see you genuinely happy. And if you're married, this goes for married couples. Try to find married couples that would that you could have community with, fellowship with, hang out with, that you guys can sharpen each other's iron to grow. And Lose Writes on Facebook. And by the way, I have kids and they don't be wanting to eat all the leftovers either. They only want leftovers of their favorite things. Yeah. No, my kids don't even want leftovers of their favorite things, unless it's my baked macaroni and cheese, my macaroni and pie. They will eat that like all week, like, and they'll savor it. Like they love it. Yeah, they love it. All right. So be proactive in finding, develop friendships. We talked about that. Include your spouse on your journey. Include your spouse on the journey. The whole purpose of me doing this is to help foster togetherness in your relationship, in your marriage, right? There's two of you together, T-W-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, all right? There's two of you. And if the two of you guys are working together, you guys can overcome almost anything. And the Bible says that a three-cord strand is not easily broken. So if you got God in the mix, you, your husband, you, your wife, and God can accomplish anything. That means that no matter what it is that you're going through in your marriage, whatever walls that you feel like you need to build up to keep yourself safe, that wall is not going to keep you from God, but that wall should not keep you from your husband or your wife, okay? So include your spouse on your journey to break down that wall and help your spouse develop the tools that they need to help you tear down the wall. Now, you could try to all you want, right? But if you have your spouse on the other side understanding what they need to do to help break down that wall, it's like you have the chisel and you're on one side of the wall trying to break it down, and they're on the other side of the wall breaking it down also. Okay, the wall will come down all the more faster. So make sure that you include your spouse in your journey. This is going to be hard because you developed the wall in the first place, and you probably developed the wall to keep your spouse out. Give them the tools that they need to help tear down those walls, all right? And lastly, that's right, Margretta, the two cannot walk unless they agree, okay? And lastly, do not let your past define your present or your future. Do not let your past define your present or your future. Am I saying to ignore all the past hurts? No, I'm saying to confront it. Am I saying that whatever happened to you in the past is irrelevant? No, it is very relevant. It made you who you are. I'm saying learn from the past, grow from it, and learn how to develop relationships going forward. But don't let walls be your answer to your past hurts, because that's going to affect your present. It's going to affect your future. It's going to affect your present. And it's going to affect your future. Do not let yourself be stuck in a shelter, an emotional shelter that you created for yourself, where you are the only person there, because it's not a healthy place for you. It's very hard to do sometimes. And because it's hard to do sometimes, Luce, because it's hard to do sometimes, the last thing I want to recommend for you guys is counseling. It's counseling, okay? There are a lot of different people that watch this, people from different walks of life, different races and all that stuff. How can you spot a potential mate? I'll get to you in a second, Kente. Counseling is one of those things that would definitely help everybody that's going through something like this, okay? Finding the right counselor and getting the help that you need. Because like I said before, counselors, in most cases, you go to the counselor because you know what you have to do. You just need that extra push, all right? And a good counselor will always make sure that they set you up to be able to self-regulate and self-cope and find the answers yourself, all right? But counseling, find a good counselor to help you. Even me, like if you would like to schedule me for a session, I'm willing to help you guys. A couple of weeks ago, I had another marriage counselor, Keith. I can, if you're on Facebook, I'll leave you his Facebook information so that you guys can reach out to him. He's in California, and we both do online sessions as well. We got you, because I know life is not easy. Marriage is not easy. Navigating through it sometimes you need assistance to navigate through it. We're here to help. Kente has a question. How can you spot that in a potential mate? How can you identify the walls? Honestly, the walls aren't really hard to identify. If you feel any kind of resistance, there's some kind of wall there. The real question is, what can you do to help break down that wall? Okay. And if you're in a situation where you feel like there's some kind of separation emotionally between you and the person that you love, you and your spouse, you got to be patient, right? You got to be prayerful. You have to be unconditional, all right? And you got to have a thick skin, because you got to be willing to let them feel free enough to be vulnerable. Because a lot of times if our spouse tells us something and we can be responsible for how they feel, we get offended because they feel bad about something that we did to them. And then they shut down and they create a wall. All right. Sounds like a good teacher. Luz writes, I wish my husband could hear these podcasts. He would have benefited so much from your wisdom. Well, I hope he can too. I hope if you want, we'll talk. We'll talk, Luz. We'll talk. All right. We'll definitely talk. A person who notices that in their spouse, you got to be willing to be those things and allow them to open up, because they have the wall up because they don't feel safe enough to open up. Okay. Be there, especially when you identify those things. If you feel any kind of separation, there's a wall being built. Okay. Don't go in there trying to break down the wall yourself with anger and feeling like, you know, I'm not going to allow this to happen, and beating your chest. And because these type of walls can't come down by physical force, even emotional force. All right. These walls come down, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody who's building the wall. Those walls can only come down when they feel safe enough to break down those wall, but they'll feel safe enough if you make them feel safe outside of the shelter. If they feel like you can't, if they're not going to be safe outside the shelter with you, they're going to keep that wall up and stay there. Cassia wrote, you cannot use the mistakes made by the person from your past relationships and compare them to the things said and done by the person you're trying to build a relationship with now. That's very true. The unfortunate thing is we do that all the time, though, and we shouldn't, though. We shouldn't. And that's why it takes some time to unpack and break down the wall that keep that. Because if that happens, Cassia, you're never going to move forward. You're never going to be the real you and be free in a relationship. You can't move forward. All right. And you can't live in the present if you're always dwelling in the past. So very good point. Very good point, Cassia. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. If you guys have any questions, please let me know. Again, if you're in a situation where you feel like you could talk to somebody, you need to talk to somebody to get help, hit me up. Go to togethernesscoaching.com. Togetherness spelled with a T-W-O, not a T-O. T-W-O, togethernesscoaching.com. Send me an email and we'll talk a little bit to see how I can help you with whatever it is that you're feeling in your relationship. If you are finding yourself building a wall and you want to help, you need help breaking it down, I got you. Or if you're married to somebody and you sense that they're building a wall, I got you too. All right. Now, I'm going to close out now. It's about 8:39. Thank you guys so much for riding with me. Everybody on Facebook. Margretta writes, how do I know if he's the right one to date? How do you know if he's the right one to date? Well, you can date. Dating is not a bad thing. I would say date. But in the dating process, try to determine if there's compatibility there, if you're compatible. So like dating, going out to eat, having a meal, and, you know, getting into a discussion to find out things about each other is never a bad thing. People do that all the time. But if you're looking to get into a committed relationship, with somebody that you have dated, then you need to determine if you are compatible with one another. If you're not compatible, then you got to be mature enough and adult enough to say, you know what, I think you're a great person, but I don't know if we're great for each other. So we can be friends, check up with each other every now and then until we're in a relationship. But yeah, this situation is not the best for both of us. So it was nice getting to know you. And I pray that you will find somebody that you are compatible with. And it's that simple. Yeah. Yeah, dating is a process of finding out, right? And the vocabulary is very, very fluid, you know. Dre, thanks so much for all the insight. Inspired to be patient and more committed as a whole. Keep up the inspiration. Lewis, thank you so much. I'm trying my hardest to be an inspiration to as many as I can. And I'm learning through this process also, as you guys. I'm learning from you guys. Like Cassia's comment was dope. Learning from that. Lewis has a lot of great insight as well. Shanita also. You won't figure out unless you have the important discussions. That's the dating process. Yeah. So discussions, communication, extremely big in a relationship as you date. And you can identify if now in the dating process, you probably won't be able to identify if the person has walls up. You know, it doesn't really work that way in the dating process, because many, many people in the dating process are dating to impress. They're not dating to show the true self. So it's going to take time to identify if somebody has a wall up in the dating process. But then again, you may meet somebody out front that tells you exactly who they are, tell you exactly what they've been through. And then at that point, you can determine if this is something that you want to get into. You won't figure out it out unless you have a point discussion there. All right. Again, thank you guys so much for watching. For those listening on podcast, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Please share this out. Facebook, you guys rock. Thank you guys for the discussion and the engagement. Get vocal, Kente, Leah, thank you so much for watching. Those watching on YouTube and Periscope, I appreciate you guys. We're going to close it out tonight, close it out right now. If you would like to connect with me on social media, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can go to Instagram. You can go to Instagram.com/Andre_D_Harrison. I'm going to put that in the comments on Facebook. If you have a Twitter and you would like to connect with me on Twitter, you can hit me up at Andre D. Harrison, all one word, no underscore, no underscore. All right. And lastly, on Facebook, for those that are not watching on Facebook, whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on a podcast, or on Get Vocal, you can connect with me by going to facebook.com/the.andre.d.harrison. And the only reason why it says the in the front is because Andre.D.Harrison was already taken, I think, by my other page. Oh no. All right. So guys, thank you guys so much. Wait, we have another question. What happens by Marisol? What happens if you what happens if you that but All right, so I'm trying to understand, in favor of it or against it, being upfront about. Oh, okay, so what happens if you are upfront about it, but the other person doesn't respond in favor of it? Then you've dodged a bullet. Yeah, you've dodged a bullet. If that happens and the other person doesn't respond positively to it, then you're not compatible, period. If that person is unresponsive, and they may not be for you. Precisely, Lewis. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for responding to that. Yeah, so if they're not, Marisol, if they're not responding to you and who you are and they want somebody else, that's not a bad thing. You know, kindly agree to you know, be friends moving forward and keep going forward, all right? Lastly, me and my boys have a YouTube channel. It's called Harrison Family Vlogs. Please go click subscribe, click the bell next to the subscribe button. It'll let you guys know when I upload new videos. I also have another YouTube channel called Togetherness, Marriage, or Family with a TWO. All right. I'm going to close out the show now. For real. For real this time. I'm closing it out. Okay. For real. All right. Next, join me next Thursday, February 28th, for a discussion on filling up your spouse's love bank. It's going to be a nice topic. Things that you can do to fill up the bank, your spouse bank, your love bank, in order for a nice withdrawal at the end of the day or at the end of the week or for a special occasion. All right, this is going to be a good conversation. All right, filling up your spouse's love bank. All right, guys, thank you guys so much for watching. I have a Patreon page. If you'd like to be a supporter of this podcast and of this show, please go to patreon.com/AndreDHarrison. And also you can support this by sharing this out. All right, guys, have a good night. God bless you all. I love and appreciate you guys so much for watching every week. And make sure you tune in next Thursday at 8 p.m. for how to fill up your spouse's love bank. Peace.